That one, and a continuing interview with Viola Williams. Tell us again about the...
What was that?
Tell us again what you were just saying about your mother out this way, if you will.
My mother.
About your mother and her traveling out this way.
Well, I tell you what. Now, my mother, just like I said, my mother come in there this week. The service house is right on the back. And my mother used to come in at that door. And she used to go down into the basement. That's the cook room.
Cook room. Mm-hmm.
And when she got through, but now, that wasn't up there at that time. It was just bare, just like that over there. So she'd come back up this room and come up to the step and bring the lunch, the food up. That Rebecca ate right there. She had a little table right there. She went on into that dining room, you know.
You said they would eat leftovers in the evening. What would be done with them during the day? Would they be put in the spring house, or would they be left out in the...
I don't know when they would, about in the afternoon. But I knew one thing, because my mother would go home, and when she'd go home, she'd go home and she'd rest. My mother cleaned the whole house.
Would you and your mother eat lunch here as well?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Did
no,
she?
No, I didn't eat lunch here.
You did all your eating at home?
But my mother did.
Where did she have her meal?
Down in the basement.
After the others had eaten?
That's right.
And you did all your eating at home?
I did at home. I did all that eating at home.
Did your mother get to take home any leftovers?
Oh, no. No, you didn't take nothing left on. Mm-hmm. All what you used to eat, just cook enough to eat for the family. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You take nothing left on.
What type of a meal would she serve at lunchtime?
I don't know.
Probably a lot of...
the old-time food. And it just tastes good.
Were the vegetables that they ate grown on the... Were they grown here?
Vegetable and meat.
On the land?
And she would cook. I don't know why they get the vegetable.
What about the meats? Were they produced here at Clemson?
They have the meat. They have a different meat every day. Mm. That's right.
Different meat.
But I know this little face right here. Because that used to be a little cabinet right in there.
Yes.
I remember that. Like when my mother used to go in there and get a different things I put on the table.
A dishes cabinet. For dishes.
That's right.
What did you think were the best things that your mother cooked?
The best thing? I tell you. Old black-eyed cheese.
How about blackberry cobbler?
And cobbler pies. Mm.
Fried chicken?
Honey green. Boiled chicken. Fried chicken. And different things. I can call the name out. I can't have it now.
Biscuits?
Huh?
Biscuits?
Oh, yeah.
Cornbread.
Biscuit and cornbread. My mother used to make the best biscuit and cornbread.
Did the family here drink buttermilk? Did they drink buttermilk with their meals?
Yeah, they drank buttermilk. Old baked potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, too, I bet.
Baked sweet potatoes. That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Well, could you tell me about your father?
My father?
Your father.
Well, I don't remember my father.
Okay. Yeah. So he did not live with you?
No.
Here?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I don't remember. My father died when I was about 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
His name was, oh, my Lord. Forgot my father's name. He was, young. But he died when I was 3. He got killed in a well.
What happened?
Was digging a well,
mm-hmm.
and after he got the well dug, when he fell back into the well and got a neck wound.
Mm.
So I wasn't but 2 months old at that time when that happened, when he was born in Pekin County.
Was he buried at Abel like your grandmother?
I don't know where he was buried at. when my father died.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have brothers and sisters. Bessie Martin, that's my sister. Now, she was a cook for the camp for the Johnson County. Little down town, who do you know what I'm called?
Mr. J.C. Little John?
J.C. Little John. She raised her children, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
She raised her children. Mm-hmm. Also, she worked for Dr. Calhoun. She was a great cook. That's my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody would kiss her. And when they wanted to get meals up here to see a president's house, she'd go down and she'd fix them. But she died in 73.
When your mother was cooking here for Rebecca Calhoun,
mm-hmm.
did she have to do any work other than cooking, or
she had to clean the house. Mm-hmm. She had to clean the house. And when she got the house clean, then she would put her dinner on the cook, and she'd come up and she'd clean the house. She had to do all the house cleaning.
What types of things did she use to clean with?
I don't know. I know the one thing, you had a little feather duster.
Mm-hmm.
You used to dust with them old feathers. I remember they used to dust with them.
Uh-huh.
But that's all I can say right there. Uh-huh.
At some point, the college developed a room upstairs to show things that belonged to Calhoun, to okay. John C. Calhoun. Was that here when you were a child?
No.
They called it a curio room.
Uh-uh. I remember that.
But the post office was upstairs.
I was too wrong to take me up there. I never did go up there. I didn't go upstairs to Miss Shaw's bed upstairs. That's where she lived.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And there were only bedrooms upstairs.
That's right.
Only bedrooms.
All except this one and Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Were there any big parties?
Huh?
Were there any big parties that your mother cooked for in this house?
No.
Did Rebecca Calhoun and her daughters do much entertaining?
Yeah, Rebecca Calhoun. You know, my mother was working for Rebecca Calhoun when she passed.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Rebecca had moved, you know, where I told you on the highway over there. Mm-hmm. Rebecca had moved there, and that's where my mother was working when she passed. She didn't go to work that morning. She stayed home that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working at Long Hall at that time. I was married. I was working at Long Hall. And my mother, she had never been to the doctor once in her life. And she went to the doctor that afternoon. And she came back. And the doctor says, Dr. Bearden, you know Dr. Bearden? Oh, he was a center. He was a good doctor. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, just let her lounge around so she'll be all right. So that morning, I was going to work. And all at once, I went down there that afternoon. She lived right down by mommy. I went down there and I said, Mother, how you feeling? And she said, well, I feel pretty good. And she said, you know what I want to eat? I said, what? I want some okra and tomato. I said, well, Mother, I said, I got some at the house. I said, but I have canned it. She said, don't open it. I went back and I opened it and I fixed it. And I carried it back down there to her. So she sat on the side of the bed and she ate. And then around about the next morning, I went down there. So I went to work. And I talked with her, I said, how you feeling? She said, oh, I feel pretty good. When I got to work around about 10 o'clock, I heard her grand, she had went to work for Miss Becca Shower that morning. Mm-hmm. She wasn't but 13 years old. And she went to work for Miss Becca Shower and told Rebecca that Granny was sick. Anyway, all at about 10 o'clock that next morning, I was going to set up the bacteriology lab. And one of them kept on the Facebook came up step and says, Miss William, I said, what? She said, come on. Says, here somebody come for you. Says, ain't me with fell, but you don't know how bad she got hurt. And I said, okay. He said, well, I'll take him. I said, you just can't finish taking him. I said, I'll tell him that you had to go home. They knew that mother had passed. She got up and she got dressed. And she was standing at the foot of the bed and had her gown in her hand while she freaking hang up and she just had a heart attack.
Mm.
And my mother passed. Mm-hmm. So that was it. And that was 1940-41. That's when she passed.
Mm-hmm. When you were born, were you born at your mother's house?
I guess so. In freaking time, I was born home. My grandmother used to be a midwife.
Oh, she was.
Ah.
She was a midwife.
Did your grandmother deliver you?
No, I think somebody else delivered me. Mariah Angus. I think I heard them say Mariah Angus delivered me.
Both of those women did a lot of midwifing, didn't they?
That's right.
You talked about working at Long Hall. You were in charge of setting up the laboratories.
Oh, I was at Long Hall. I was sitting up the bacteriology lab.
How many years did you work over there?
18 years. Bacteriology lab. I was there. And I was left in there. My husband had got sick and I had to go home. Mm-hmm. And after he got sick, for my husband worked with Clemson University for 40 years and missed 5 days, 6 days.
What did he do?
He was in the dining room, a set of tables. And worked in the dining room.
Do you remember what either you or he made?
What he made? Now, when we were building our house, he would make my $36 a month. Now, that wasn't nothing but
it. What did you make at the lab?
Oh, I had done built my house and done got through with it. We made $9 a week.
How much?
$9. Now, you know that enough for $9 a week. But we had done paid for our home and everything at that time.
Did you and your husband receive the same wages?
Was that?
Were you and your husband paid the same?
Yeah.
Same amount?
That's right. So my husband, he passed in 72. Mm-hmm. And I waited on him. He went back and forth to the hospital, staying taking care 1 month. His brother came home from New York and he stayed with me 3 weeks. Now, she was the last one in the family.
One of the things you have proudly in your living room is his plaque for his...
What's that now?
In your living room, you have his plaque for his years of service.
Yes,
to the
I
university.
Have it up on the wall. You want to see it?
Wow. I've seen it.
I have his platform off.
Great.
48 years. A long service.
A long time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have that platform on the wall. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any children?
No, I had two miscarriages.
Mm-hmm.
I have two. But I done raised them in the black and the white.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Black and white.
So you help take care of children from not only the small ones here, but the rest
I
of your life?
I've been taking care of children all my days. Ever since I was 9 years old, I've been taking care of somebody else.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
What other families did you work for?
What is that?
What other families did you work for?
I worked for Tom Kitt, Prescott Hinton, McNeely. Oh, my Lord, I can't call on the name.
Mm-hmm.
If I wonder I'll be standing at the forefront. Do you have a restroom?
Yes, we do.
Oh, where is this at now?
This is in the basement.
This is the basement?
Yes.
Now, this is where the stove used to be.
Where did the stove used to be in this room? Was it?
I know.
Was it right?
No. The stove used to be right over there.
Right here?
The stove used to be, yeah.
Is that a window outside?
No.
Was that a closet?
No. We have it.
Where the refrigerator and the sink?
You didn't have a refrigerator, did you, Viola?
That one there. But this stove, I'll tell you why the stove used to be. And it could be right here. That stove used to be right here. That big iron stove. That big iron stove.
Iron,
right here.
Big black stove.
And right across that, it used to have old big cabinets. It wasn't made into the wall. It was just something this long like that.
Cabinet?
And right here where the basement used to be.
Well, Susan just mentioned a refrigerator, but there wouldn't have been one when your mother was cooking, would there?
Oh, they didn't have no refrigerator down here. They had a refrigerator upstairs.
Was there an ice box?
An ice box. It was a refrigerator. It was an ice box what you use ice in, big blocks of ice.
Was that what's out here in front of the house downstairs, sort of a spring house?
Yeah.
Do you know where they got the ice from?
I don't remember, but I remember Frank Cashfield used to say it. Mm-hmm.
From the livery stable.
He used to leave it to our house. But now, I don't know where they got the ice from.
Now, we've been talking about your mother doing the cooking here.
Yeah.
Would the vegetables and the meat already be at hand, or did she have to do anything?
No, it needed to be fresh.
Did she have to go get those anywhere?
No, they get them.
The family had gotten them
and
yet.
And too, they were allowed out. They give you what to cook, how much to cook, and how to cook, how much to cook, and how many in your family.
So she didn't even plan the menu.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. But I didn't, and back over there, when I went over there, there was a big old long table over there. Big old long table over there. But now this stove, and you should be right here, the stove.
That would be on the west wall next to the door, and the long table you're talking about.
Stove, just like that.
Long table would be on the north.
And they had something to try to keep the cooking for vegetables in.
Well, were these windows up when your mother was cooking?
That window wasn't there.
Was not there?
I don't remember that window being there.
You remember any of these windows?
No.
Side of the wall.
Mm. Where were there windows in the room?
No. Here, it was all the one window in here.
Where was this?
And you went out that door there and went up those steps and go out at the back.
So the window was out on the back side on the south.
That's right.
It must have been pretty stuffy in here.
Oh, no. And wasn't nothing back in the way them was on that back side over there.
Nothing?
Well, you said there was a spinning wheel somewhere in the basement. Was that in the other part?
That spinning wheel, I think, over here.
In the corner.
In the corner. Mm-hmm. That spinning wheel door there. But now right here where my mother was coming down the steps into this place. Uh-huh. The cook.
Yes.
Right there in here.
Do you remember my grandmother, Louise Smith?
Miss Smith?
Yes.
Sure.
Her kitchen was down in the basement, too.
Oh, it was?
Yes. Just like this.
But anyway, I remember that.
Was the stove a wood stove or a gas stove?
No, didn't have no gas. It was made of coal stove. They used coal.
What did they use to heat upstairs? Did they use coal or logs?
Well, anyway, I don't know what they used there, but that fireplace up there last time we burned.
How did you get coal? Where did it come from?
Well, you get coal down here. You get it from the stove.
Who brought the coal into the place? Yeah. Who brought the coal here? Was it delivered?
I don't know. It came here and used to have, I don't know, it used to be a big coal chute there at Kempton. You remember that big coal chute be right there
over by the depot?
Yeah, the railroad track. I think that's where that coal come from, but I don't know where it is coal from.
Where was the coal kept? Was it in the kitchen area?
Oh, yeah. They had a big box in here.
A big box?
And it was wet right on that side. And my mother had to make a fire in that stove every morning before she'd come in.
So she'd have to get that going early just to fix breakfast.
She had to make that fire.
What time did she come to work?
Oh, around about 7 o'clock.
And what time would they eat breakfast?
Around about 8:30.
Viola, there was a little fireplace in here. Do you remember anything about that?
A fireplace?
Yes, the
no, I don't know. But now they did not have this in here.
Okay. This little tiny fireplace.
That old fireplace.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that old fireplace.
Were any of these windows? Remember?
Is that on the outside over there?
Yeah.
Is that where your nurse is up to that basin? She asked me to put this here. I don't remember that too bad.
Okay.
And all this went up here.
A lot of changes.
This stuff in here since
since
that time.
Did you use this fireplace out here?
Yes. That's where they used to make their fireplace out there and make the heat.
For heat.
And use coal.
Why did your mother stop working here?
Why she stopped working here? But I tell you what, when everybody moved out, and she went to work with Rebecca Shower. After Rebecca moved from here, down on the highway, my mother's working for Miss Rose Living. And then after Miss Rosa, my sister started working for Miss Rose Living. Then my mother went back to work for Rebecca Shower.
So she stayed with the same family for a long time.
She stayed all her life.
Mm-hmm.
All of her life. That's right. Now, them old town chairs.
Did she like them?
Huh?
Do you think she liked the people she worked for? Did they like her?
Everybody say I'm just like my mother.
Do you remember her talking about Mr. Clemson?
Mr. Clemson?
Mr. Clemson?
No, I don't remember her talking about Mr. Clemson. Mm-hmm. I remember my mother talking about Mr. Clemson.
Let me ask you about some other people who used to live here. You must have known them. Jane Prince.
Jane who?
Jane Prince. Miss Jane Prince.
Jane
Prince? And S.A. Boggs.
I don't remember.
They lived over in Calhoun. Miss Prince was the housekeeper back when Clemson was alive.
I don't
remember. She was a midwife too, I'm told.
I don't remember her. I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that old fireplace.
It was wooden.
Huh?
It burned logs, the fireplace.
I knew it. Yes, the fireplace looked familiar.
I guess back then there was a lot of timber around, so there was plenty of wood for the fireplace.
That's right. We're going to better go up this way?
We can go up the back staircase.
It'll be better, won't it?
Yes, it'll be better.
You better?
It'll be better.
You got my old pocketbook here.
It's upstairs, safely.
I think it's Miss Bellman. Now I had it home.
Do you remember that?
I got, and I would have had that big rocker.
Were there lots of rockers here at the house?
Of what?
Were there many rocking chairs like this here at the house?
My rocking chair, I had a rocking chair.
Do you remember many rocking chairs being on the porch?
Yeah.
Just like this?
That, you used to have them out like that on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
But it was white at that time.
Which porch did they use for sitting?
Oh, that front porch.
The front.
The porch out there.
The north porch.
It wasn't like it is out there. He might have done something on the porch, it wasn't but one on the porch. And on the back, on that side, it were two out there.
Okay. That would be on the east side.
Yeah, I heard that.
It would be on the east side because that would be away from the afternoon sun.
Keeping cool.
Well, we're going to roll now, but I got to get home.
Okay.
Okay, well, it's just about 11.
Can you get me?
Let's go out and look at the building back behind, and then we'll take you home.
And see, I think I can pull up these steps.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I have something to pull up.
I'm going to pull up my petty stairs.
Now we can go out the side. Got to go all the way up this step. If I follow y'all, I'll let all back.
We'll catch you. We're right here.
I don't know. Let's all back on y'all.
Then we'll all be in bad shape.
No. That old. Let me look in here. Okay. Okay.
May I take a picture of you?
Huh?
I want to take a picture of you right here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Fine.
That's whatever you want.
So you're going to take her in there.
We'll get you interviewed properly.
Yeah.
You're telling us very valuable information about the house. That's the one that was in the basement.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah, I remember the old big old pot through there. Huh.
Well, did your mother
my
ever...
My grandmother's you cook. Mother didn't cook them, but my grandmother's you cooking them.
Out here?
At home.
Oh, she didn't cook here ever?
No.
What was this being used for? You said all the cooking took place downstairs.
All the cooking, they had all the cooking stuff down there.
Was this storage?
Yes. Oh. Well, that little pot. Now where I'm going around here, meet y'all around here, going back to the ship. I'd rather go back to the ship.
Would you rather go around?
I'd rather go. I can wait out there until you come out there. Are you ready to go?
Whenever you are.
I'm ready whenever you get. I gotta go by the drugstore.
Oh.
And then I gotta go home and get a shower and get ready for the funeral.
Oh, I see.
And that's Sarah Kibler's funeral?
Yes. And the funeral day is four.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I get home and get a little rest and a little bite to eat.
But we certainly enjoyed talking to you. You had a wealth of information for us.
Oh, yeah.
Very important.